My name is
what?
My name is
who?
My name is
his name Sadie.
My name is
huh?
My name is
what?
My welcome back. Tobin and Leroy here with you. Leroy, you want a weather update from the Demesman and Dover Law from Demesman and Dover. Your accidentattorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7. Call them at 866-954-MORE.
All right, just getting a little looky loo at a plane going by. Gotta tell you, it's partly cloudy. Some mix of sun and clouds. Doesn't look like there's much of a chance for rain, but it's Florida. Who knows? It's right around 80 degrees, maybe just a little bit above 80 degrees. And the winds are coming ever so slightly out of the east southeast because I just saw a plane go over my head.
How you do, Froggy?
The winds are coming out of the east southeast at 13 miles per hour, just like he said. Currently 83, cloudy skies. Temperatures are going to drop to a low of 68 tonight. Leroy said it, tomorrow you can expect temperatures of 53 for the next couple days.
Wow.
Look at
by the way, it's hard. I know you never say to look ahead, but it's hard for me not to look ahead at the weather.
Yeah.
And I'm looking lows on Wednesday, low of 33 with snow in Green Bay.
What?
And the next day there's just a wind emoji with 28 as the low.
Oh no.
Hey.
Sheesh.
Dude.
Damn.
It's almost December.
I know, dude. Yeah.
What the hell once you go north, it's all going to look like that. Dude. All the trees just look like sticks in the air. No leaves.
These people moon you in this weather?
Huh?
These people moon you in that weather?
Oh, yeah. They don't care. They're all
all right. Do you want to do Leroy was right or Tobin was right?
Leroy
first.
Was right.
You want to do Leroy was right, JFig?
Yeah.
Was I right at any point?
No.
No, not me this time?
No.
All right.
You can't be the hype man and be right.
You slandered
it ain't your thought.
True.
You slandered Drew Smith. He had a career game.
All right, not me this time.
The New York Jets have fired general manager Joe Douglas.
Douglas. Hey,
Woody Johnson,
organization wrecker.
Woody Johnson, today I informed Joe Douglas he will no longer serve as the general manager of the New York Jets. I want to thank Joe for his commitment to the Jets over the last 6 years and wish him and his family the best moving forward. Phil Savage will be the interim general manager for the remainder of the season.
Oh, we know Phil Savage.
We will begin. That's the Phil Savage?
Yes.
Phil Savage.
He's with Belichick.
Will serve as the interim general manager for the remainder of the season. We will begin the process to identify a new general manager immediately.
Phil Savage was, remember we used to have him on because he used to run the combine.
Right, Senior Bowl.
Senior Bowl, yeah. But he was with me in Cleveland.
Yeah, he writes the Almanac every year, doesn't he?
He was with me in Cleveland.
What a nerd. You write the Almanac every year?
Don't say that. It's a great resource. People needed almanacs back in the day.
That is true.
The Amish love an almanac.
Almanac. Yeah, it's whip out the encyclopedias while we're at it. Jeez, an almanac.
Well, congratulations, Leroy. You've nailed the demise of the New York Jets.
That's a victory.
But not, think about this.
Poor Vlad.
Let's put this in perspective. There are probably 10 or 15 teams who would kill for a quarterback. And the team that had him was so done that they basically said, we'll take our chances with the young guy.
Man.
When quarterback is the hardest position to find.
Yep.
You see what I'm saying? Like, okay. And he's 40.
40, dude.
Wait a minute. He is.
Did this guy draft Darnold? He did, didn't he?
6 years ago? No, was it Zach Wilson?
Well, he definitely drafted Zach Wilson. I know that.
Right.
But did he also draft Darnold? I'm not sure if that was him or the guy before him.
Maybe.
See.
Yeah, Joe Douglas was the general manager in 2018 when they drafted Sam Darnold. Man, well, then in retrospect, kind of took too long to get this done, didn't it?
That's tough.
I'm just saying, Dolph. Like, I think, I don't want to say this, but I kind of feel this way,
mm-hmm.
that if they would have still had Zach Wilson,
yep,
they wouldn't have fired anybody.
Probably not.
Because basically, since you have this investment at quarterback, you're just making an assumption. There's no way this team should be this damn bad.
For sure.
Well, you see what I mean?
Rob Saleh and him can go have a nice dinner, and they can go mother bleep Aaron Rodgers for ruining their career.
Unless one of them didn't want him.
That's true.
See, that's the dynamic of this whole thing.
We'll find out.
They got the same. They got the same situation in Cleveland. Right? Everybody in Cleveland said they should clean house with Matthew Berry and Kevin Stefanski.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, but what if the owner wanted Deshaun Watson? Then what do you do?
Billionaires are usually accountable.
They don't have to be.
Oh, man.
Because they got a whole bunch of got to stay hydrated, champ, with them.
That is.
Yeah, it is.
Well, speaking of that speech, that was in the Calais Campbell victory speech. You have that, Marcos? Do we have Calais Campbell after the game the other day as the Miami Dolphins beat the Las Vegas Raiders and Calais Campbell, man's man, leader of the team, gave a victory speech afterwards. Here he was.
We got 24 hours to feel good, then it's back to work.
Yeah, it is.
Because we dug ourselves a big ass hole. We got a lot of work to do.
Yeah,
we ain't this yet.
Yeah,
we still hungry.
Yeah.
Family on three. One, two, three.
Family.
Wow. Well, I made a claim last week, and that was not to disparage the king, LeBron James, who I have a lot of respect for. But I said that I find what Calais Campbell is doing at his age as impressive, if not more impressive, than what LeBron James is doing at his age. And now I have a co-signer. Yesterday on the Rat McAfee show,
did you feel you got fired, Aaron Bunting?
They had on Miami Dolphins star Jonnu Smith. And Jonnu Smith, wouldn't you know it, had a little quotey quote to Rat McAfee in which he said, quote, he's like the LeBron James of the NFL as far as his age and his production. One of my favorite teammates of all time. The best leader I've been around. Good dude, good person, deserves everything that's coming to him.
Wow.
Are you not amazed?
Okay.
That is a good point. Leroy, come on. You got it.
No. Hey, coincidental.
Come on, point. Come on, come on, give me a point. No.
24 hours ago, we didn't give a rat's ass what Jonnu Smith had to say.
And now all of a sudden,
you quote him.
Pause up.
Now, me personally, I've always talked about the impact of Jonnu Smith. So, I'm just saying, nobody cares about Jonnu Smith. Now all of a sudden, you're on Pat McAfee.
Another category of another day. Right now, we're talking about Old Tobe's take, which has now gone national.
So stupid.
Wow, it has.
It's not stupid.
Took it to the top. You crawled so Jonnu Smith can walk.
It's true. I took the arrows for that take from Leroy. And then he goes,
whatever you say, Jonnu. Bunting.
Four straight triple doubles.
Pretty good. Do they play tonight? I think they do. We're watching Cavs Celtics.
Oh, wait. Yeah? Heat play a cup game?
No. Cup games are only Tuesday, Fridays. That's why the Heat are off so much.
Hey.
It's
tonight. Okay. No
more. Yeah.
I thought yesterday was Tuesday. My bad.
He was about to be angry.
He was yelling at me.
Hey! You know what day it is?
That is.
I was getting ready to say, was it yesterday, Tuesday?
Yeah, I was confused too. That affects my betting.
The Lakers host the Jazz. Oh, all right, LeBron James has his fifth straight triple double.
Well,
Jazz suck.
Jazz do suck. What?
Laurie Markkanen was definitely like when he signed that extension. He goes, "Just gotta suck it up for 1 year."
Essentially,
1 year I'll be in Golden State or Miami. 1 year. He says, yeah. But I'm gonna guarantee this $250 million.
Definitely, definitely. Good business move, gotta admit.
It is good business. This is what everybody's doing now. They're like, yep. All right, well, instead of going to free
agent. Yeah, because here's what happens. The bad team is the only team that's going to give you a max contract.
Yep.
So get your money and then demand to be traded.
We'll figure it out.
We'll figure it out.
Lowry, make a stink.
Mm.
We don't need marketing.
No. I'm just saying, like, but he probably thought, like, oh yeah, Jazz. We were kind of sneaky good last. They suck this year. Woo. Take a break. Good games tonight, by the way. You got Wemby playing tonight against the Thunder. Although they don't have Chet. Chet's hurt. He broke his hip.
Oh,
he broke his hip.
Yeah, yes. He like hurt his hip really bad. He's out for weeks.
Well, that's what happens when you're made. That windsock doesn't have hips.
And then probably the game of the night, Cavs Celtics.
Yeah.
Cavs looking to go to 16-0. Take a break. I'm back after this.
Every day when you're walking down the street, and everybody that you meet has an original point of view.
What the hell is that?
And I see.
Hey, what a wonderful kind of day. That's Arthur, man. You never watch Arthur, Leroy? What? You act like you were an adult when that came out.
Aardvark, dude. That's Chafing the Aardvark.
Chafing the Aardvark.
So yep. Wait, no. That's after my time as a kid.
Yeah, for sure. You were definitely an adult at that time. If you were watching Arthur, I'd be concerned.
Where did the Arthur meme come from with the fist?
Oh, we were just
oh my god! About that. So we just found out the origin story because apparently Jimmy catches up with this.
Jimmy watches this every night. Apparently,
every night to go to sleep, he watches Arthur and he told us why the whole meme came about. So apparently, DW was
his sister.
Yes, his sister. I think it was the other girl. Actually, whatever.
Nah.
Anyway, she. They told her, do not touch this. Mm-hmm. And what did she do? She went ahead and she touched whatever Arthur told her not to touch.
That's right.
So then what happened? He got very upset and he hit her.
He punched her in the face, too.
Wow. He punched his sister right in the face? He
punched his baby sister in the face. Apparently something happened with the mom.
Yeah. This is a great cartoon for
life. Right? That's what I told Jimmy. And then Jimmy was talking about other past traumas or something. I don't know.
Jimmy almost punched J-Fig. I had to get him out of the studio. He almost punched me. He gets angry. Arthur.
And then I told him to not touch the computer anymore, so I almost punched him.
Yeah, it's a lot of violence going on.
Man, that's crazy, dude. Yeah.
Wouldn't be a problem if they had fixed the issue.
Still working on that.
Exactly, I'm still in
any minute now, they're going to fix it,
and I'm
promise.
Trying to log into something else, and I can't.
Here's the amazing thing.
Yeah.
Why does it look like you and JFig are sitting in different rooms, and I know you're sitting right next to each other?
The light is facing me. That's why. You know, she doesn't like the light. So
I don't like the light.
Light is facing me.
I actually pointed it more at him.
Why are you like a vampire?
Yeah. And another problem is, and this is my fault.
Because he just got a tan. He came back from Mexico.
I'm beautifully golden, and she's just like a pale vampire.
Beautifully pale.
Yeah. I happen to look like the complexion of a not yet ripe mango, and she's like a ghost or something. I don't know. That's my fault.
Going and getting all tanned up and coming back.
You know,
to work.
Some of us don't have that luxury.
Yeah.
That used to happen in college up north when people go on spring break and they go somewhere fun and you're stuck in the snow.
Except that it's not spring break and it's November.
Isn't it spring though?
Close enough.
You know, whatever.
It's closer than you think.
Closer than you think.
It's not.
Was close to Christmas break. Same thing. People that went from down south and went up to Michigan. Come home and get a tan.
Panthers are back on the ice tonight, by the way, against the Winnipeg Jets. Puck drops at 8 o'clock. You guys can hear that right here.
Home and home.
60 WQAM. The Marlins introduced Clayton McCullough as their new manager yesterday. Best of luck, dude.
Great.
If Clayton McCullough came and slapped me in the face right now,
I would say I got hit by an intangible. I have no idea who it was.
No idea what happened.
Yeah.
Is he, am I supposed to believe, though, that he's going to be, like, better than Skip? Skip won, like, you know, manager of the year.
Mookie Betts says he's the best coach he's ever had. Oh. You take Mookie Betts' word for it?
Well, only if Mookie Betts comes with him.
Say, I'll take Mookie Betts. Okay. I don't care about his word.
Only he, you know what makes him the best coach? Mookie Betts.
Yeah. So can we
What's his real name? His real name ain't Mookie.
That's a good question.
His Marcus, real name.
Marcus Lynn.
Marcus Betts. Lynn.
Right. Nobody Mookie. Calls the kid Mookie.
Mookie.
Like, yeah. Like, that's. I have uncles to this day who have lived and died, and I still not know their real name because everybody called them by nickname.
He's good.
We had a Poochie.
Got three rings now, Mookie?
A Poochie. Everybody got a June bug, right? Everybody got, well,
tiny?
I don't know.
You got a tiny?
No, because my dad had, everybody on my dad's side of the family were giants.
Yeah, but no, they do that like sarcastically sometimes. Yeah,
but no, check this out. So I had an uncle, right, that would ride his 10-speed from Hattiesburg, Mississippi, all the way to our house, stay with us for like 2 weeks, and just eat up all our food and then get on his bike and drive back.
How far is that ride?
100 miles.
What?
Maybe a little less.
I think he had a calling that he never necessarily. This guy could have been.
He was also like 6'8".
Huh.
On a 10-speed. Not the cool ones you see on the side of the road now.
Yeah.
Like the old busted up cheap ones.
Bikes. After a while, my butt hurts. Just can't do those Tour de France things.
It's because you're not meant to pedal, dude. You're meant to hop.
That's fair. That's fair. Okay.
Not that dancing frog, though. Hello, my honey. Hello, my honey. Hello, my sunshine girl.
Let's give away those Papa Roach and Rise Against tickets right now. JFig, what caller number should we go with today?
I'm going to pick a number. Caller number 10.
Caller number 10.
Caller 10 to 305-567-0560. Caller 10.
Why would you create more work for you and Marcos?
No, it's not for me. It's for Marcos.
Yeah, it's mainly for me.
Yeah, just
for
Caller 10 to 305-567-0560 is going to win those Papa Roach Rise Against tickets. They're coming to the I Think Financial Amphitheater in 2025. And now is your chance to go see them. Keep listening all week. We got more of those. It's a Live Nation show. But caller 10 to 305-567-0560. Hit that break there, Papa Croak.
Damn, he's good.
Yeah, let's get yanked, Marcos. Put this puppy on channel 3, dude. Let's do it.
Oh, okay.
Throw some Calais Campbell in there, dude.
Oh, I should, right? Let's do it.
This is Alice VJ or DJ or whatever.
Yeah.
Think I'm in a Ruffalo.
Well, it could be uplifting. Watch, this is it with the speech now. Here it comes.
We got 24 hours to feel good. Then it's back to work.
Yeah, man.
Cause we dug ourselves a big ass hole. We got a lot of work to do. Yeah, we ain't this dead. Yeah. We still hungry. Yeah. Family on three. One, two, three.
Family.
Tell me you're not gonna go on a win streak with that.
Woo!
Hey. So
we still
I was sitting here getting ready.
Mm-hmm.
I look outside and I see the lawn guy running with the weed whacker and Dre chasing him.
Why did you not get a video of that? Come on.
Because
that's great.
He was terrified. I didn't want him to weed whack the dog.
Oh, absolutely not.
Wow, that's great that he had the self-control to do
that. The lawn guys come and Dre can open up the doors.
I think we actually have Dre mic'd up after going after the lawnmower guy.
We're still hungry.
Oh man, I'm excited about tonight. I don't know what time it is, but I think the Dolphins are releasing Mike McDaniel mic'd up during the game. That's good.
Why?
That was almost a very scary sentence.
How long do you think?
Why not? What do you mean, why?
It would be.
The way he talks?
Yeah.
He's relatively mellow on the sidelines.
I know. Well, I don't. You know, we do have him freaking out over spiking the ball.
I mean, but that, no.
What do you mean?
He doesn't ever react like Spo.
Well, I mean, nobody does. Spo lost his damn mind.
There is no guy who has been more aggressive letting officials know about the travel.
Oh, yeah. He doesn't know about it, though. I still can't believe that. I can't believe he had a meltdown like that. He's still bothered by it. I know when he's doing his crunches in the morning, he's thinking about it.
Crunches?
Yeah.
That's going to haunt him forever. Like,
for that. Oh, yeah.
We're going to be over it for sure.
Especially when he operates and does business in a place that has our show.
Hmm?
You think next year media day will be too soon to bring it up? We just avoid it, right? We don't.
Well, he denied this. Me and Tobin were sitting in front of him doing this.
We were all there, Leroy.
Yeah, yeah.
I think it depends, Marcos. If he's wearing another championship ring, I think all bets are off. We can ask him whatever he wants. If they stunk up the joint all year, perhaps not. I don't know. We'll have to test the waters a little bit with that one.
It's fair. Good call. Good call.
You know, we'll see what happens.
Or when the guy tells us time's up, can we go? I'm going to call a timeout. He goes, you don't have one of those. Neither did Spo. It didn't stop him.
So you want to give sass to the PR department?
Wow. Sass.
I got it all planned out already.
I wonder how well that would work out.
No, he's feeling good yesterday, man. I know that. You want to know why? Because nothing puts a pep in Spo's step like a Drew Smith game.
Like an intangible. When he activates all the intangibles, he loves nothing more to say, you guys just look at the stats. But the impact that he is making are far beyond the stats.
When Chris Quinn sees him skipping down the hallway, he goes, why is such a good mood, Spo? He goes, I Drew Smithed him.
It's Drew Smith day.
I Drew Smithed him. He goes,
here's the problem.
He goes, what was the matchup that you saw there? He goes, I just played the guys who were off for 2 weeks. They weren't tired.
Here's the problem, though. You know, the most important stat is the score. So at some point, you're going to have to have enough for that to win.
They scored fine yesterday, though.
No, I'm yesterday. That's fine, yesterday. But when he says that same line about somebody else, when they lose by 20, it has a different...
Yeah, but there haven't been a bunch of ass kickings this year.
No, they haven't. You know? Just Denver.
Yeah, Denver, I didn't feel great about. I mean, that stupid guy, so good, 63%.
Ridiculous. Without even, like, trying, right? He never looks like he's trying.
Nope. Nope. Ridiculous, that guy. On the other hand, Joel Embiid. Why does Joel Embiid always look like he's trying to fall over and give you no production?
He's trying to get a foul, even when he's by himself.
Did he try and leave yesterday in the middle of the game? Like at one point, did he go into he looked like he was trying to go to the tunnel with 7 minutes left.
It was very, very weird. Like you could tell he was sick because he was like flopping extra. There was one like weird, like very horrible on the ground foul that they called that he tried to turn into a shot from like three. I remember Bam looking at him like, what are you doing? Like, what is this even?
Bam was like, you know, Bam was like, you know, what is this guy doing? But Bam, that was the first game I think Joel Embiid hasn't had a free throw since 2018. That's crazy.
That was crazy, actually.
Well, that's what happens when you hang out at the three-point line.
Wild. He stinks. Why would you believe in that team?
Well, you think Joel Embiid stinks? The Heat would take him in a heartbeat.
For who?
You want to play that game, you jackass.
I'm asking you a question.
Every time you talk about bringing somebody else in and I ask that question, you're asking it?
Yeah.
No.
Okay. So you don't think they would trade for him then?
the way they like bigs, absolutely.
They do like bigs? You could fool me by Eric Spoelstra's. You got to be
don't like young players. They like bigs.
You know, you can't aggressively eat your tapioca and think that's the way you could shut down something. You brought it up and then you got mad that I had to wanted to have the conversation continue. It was a very odd thing you just did.
Let me explain to you what happened.
The old love tapioca. Why are you
eating tapioca? I'm not eating.
Are you eating tapioca?
Yes, he is.
No, there was this much ice cream in.
You're eating ice cream?
Ice cream?
Yes. Here's why.
It's 147.
Because in order to get the dog in the house, I just waved the little ice cream thing. And then when he ran into the house, I was like, I looked in there. I'm like, might as well top that off.
Why does he know that the ice cream thing? Like, how often does he eat ice cream? And he's like,
probably
oh.
Never. Smells it or something.
Yeah. Briars.
Never. But he just likes the container.
See, look, all then they had to do was bring me coffee, and then he surprised me with a Kit Kat.
I do want to explore this for a second, though. You would really... what does Joel Embiid have left on his deal, Marco?
No! I asked you these... Well, no, we're not doing this!
Why? You're the one who brought it up.
No, you bring up stuff like this all the time. Trades and stuff like that. And then
Hold on, but I've been very firm. I'm not a Joel Embiid guy. I have not wanted Joel Embiid.
That's fine, but just wait.
I've never wanted Joel Embiid in the history of this show.
Only brought it up.
You said they'd take him in a second.
You think if Pat Riley could get Joel Embiid, he wouldn't get him?
I don't know, dude. Would like you? If Joel Embiid has what? 200? How much money is on his contract?
192.
192 million over 3 years.
Yeah.
192 million over a guy who invents new injuries.
Hold on. Now you talk about fiscal responsibility.
Hold on. He gets paid $70 million a year. He's never been to the conference finals. He invents new injuries to have. And he shows up late to everything. You take that?
Let me ask you a question. Has this ever stopped you from wanting
to... It has stopped me with him. It has stopped me with him.
It didn't stop you from Jimmy.
Jimmy's obviously a guy who plays very hard. He doesn't make excuses. You can say what you want about Jimmy Butler. Jimmy Butler does not make excuses.
I have nothing against Jimmy playing basketball. I really don't. Nothing. Never said I had a problem with Jimmy playing basketball. But here's, every time you come in here making whale noises or whatever, I bring up the question, you know, if you bring somebody in, somebody's got to go. And you never want to deal
with
it.
Not the question I'm asking, though. I'm asking, like, would you genuinely want to trade for this guy? Like,
I said the way Pat Riley loves bigs, yes.
Pat Riley also hates laziness, dude.
I know. Dude, I just think they would jump at it. He think they can fix people. I know you wouldn't. I'm not sure I would either. But for you to all of a sudden ask me who am I going to get rid of is laughable.
There's two guys.
Every time I ask you that, you just dismiss it and keep going.
No, just simply because I know you're going to hold it over my head forever. That's why.
So then why are you feeling okay to ask me?
Because I wouldn't bring up to Bam that you traded him for Joel Embiid. I wouldn't do that.
Wait, who said that?
That's what you thought.
I didn't know. I did not.
Look at him.
Not going to fit.
You see what I'm saying? I knew where this was going. I knew where this was going, and, mm-hmm. and we still got into this argument because I knew what your fraudulent behavior was getting at.
By the way, I don't care that Bam only had 8 points last night because he snatched Joel Embiid's ankles. I mean, did you see that move that he put on him?
Woo! Was a good move, but most of those 8 points came in the fourth quarter. I want you to know that.
Yeah, but those 2 points where he crossed him up,
woo! Pretty good. It's only two good. Points for a long time.
Everybody knows the rules.
Oh, somebody he said he noticed James Jones with his Goldilocks dreads.
I did see that.
Oh.
But everybody knows if you have a Twitter highlight, that's really worth 20 points. That's how it works.
Sure, it's extra points for sure.
That's today's basketball.
Oh my goodness.
That's today's basketball.
Don't make the rules.
Hey, yeah. We still wait for you to show the Giannis trade proposal.
Oh, I have it. It's
see what I'm saying? See what I'm saying?
It's in
like
here.
we have these conversations Marco, all the time. Mostly me asking you who you're gonna trade.
I'll be honest with you. I can't do the Giannis thing because I don't think the Giannis thing happens with Jimmy on the team. And I can't quit Jimmy Butler. I love him. So there's that.
Okay, but that's not big boy talk.
It is big boy talk. That's not big boy talk. I just told you it's big boy talk. I think I'm done with the Giannis thing.
He's in tune with his feelings.
You think if Pat Riley, and I'm not saying this one way or another, mm-hmm. if Pat Riley really liked Giannis,
mm-hmm.
you think anybody's safe on this team?
Bam would be because of the agent tie.
Okay, but besides that?
They really like Tyler now. I don't know.
But you know what I'm saying? Like, no, if they really like somebody, don't matter.
I can't quit Jimmy Butler.
You know what? Just like there's been a bunch of other players in town you couldn't quit.
Like what?
I couldn't quit Christian Wilkins. Now he's a Raider.
That's tough.
Right? Y'all know, like this, I don't usually fawn over too many players. Hmm. But I did about him. Not here anymore.
You guys had Steakums together.
Yeah, we had Steakums. Did try to take a box with him.
We're still home.
but so, like, this whole last segment yep. was all about your fraudulence.
I think it was about your fraudulence.
No.
All I asked you was a simple follow-up question.
Wait a minute. A question that you haven't answered for 8 years?
I answered the question.
No, you didn't.
I said I don't want to trade for Joel Embiid.
You never answered the question.
You ate your ice cream in anger like a baby.
What?
Tapioca. Yeah, that's right.
No, it's not tapioca.
It's tapioca. That's a deep cup.
Too. Makes it worse.
It was delicious.
Wait, let us see the cup again.
Ate your ice cream in protest.
That little pint of Cold Stone. Nice.
No, but it was only just a little bit left. A couple spoons. It was Founder's favorite.
Oh, pretty good.
Yeah. It's like Moose Tracks.
Oh, I do love Moose Tracks.
Yeah, got a little bit of everything. I got brownie, chocolates. Ooh.
It's that Julian Hill ice cream flavor.
Rocky Road.
Hey, but still.
What?
By the way,
yep.
you're a fraud.
I'm not
I
a fraud.
I want you to know that.
I'm not a fraud. You're a fraud. Dude.
Every
you're
time fraud. You bring up a trade and I ask you who you're trading for, we still like, haven't had an answer in 17 years.
This was you.
What did you trade for Joel Embiid? No, that's not what
that
I
was
said.
You. That was you.
I said they would trade for Joel Embiid in a heartbeat.
Oh, no. When you say they, you mean you.
No, I don't.
Mm-hmm. So is that what you do when you say they?
No.
It's actually you?
when I say I want to trade for somebody.
Yeah, wait. Can you
it's not a box. I've admitted for every person I want to trade for.
Can you please stop?
The only person who's had a firm. No. Can I just say something?
The only thing that should happen right now is the show needs to end quick because you are really just digging yourself
into. I'm not. How can I just ask you something? It what have I dug myself a hole in?
The whole last segment.
What?
About talking about asking me about who would I trade for when you have never answered that question?
I've answered it plenty of times.
No, you haven't.
The only person I haven't answered it for is Giannis. I have the package right here, and I'm not releasing it.
Okay, Shams.
But I am not people. I will tell you who I will trade for Giannis.
You are always people.
My goodness.
And by the way, no one's here to hear from you, Post Malone defender.
Oh, is that supposed ridiculous. To be an insult or something? Wow.
Collaborator with the frog boy over there in your dungeon. I don't even believe that you were locked out today. I think you just wanted to be in the studio because it's
wow.
dark.
Wow.
Wow.
You want to talk about fraudulence?
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Just go ahead. Make things up. That's what the people do.
That's what you guys have done this entire segment.
What are you talking? No, don't try that. That doesn't yep. work.
Deflecting
that doesn't
and
work.
People under the bus for no reason.
Yeah.
Now we're going to go to bed angry at each other. I don't like this.
Seriously.
No, I am glad. I don't need to see you guys. Okay. Bye.
See us tomorrow.
Wow.
Well, I guess it's a tip.
It's enough to just drive you bat bat bleep crazy.
I'm sorry.
I apologize.
What are you eating?
What's going on with me lately? I apologize. You get that?
Yeah, I got it.
You know what? LaPonde Chan. Let's go to break, huh? Well, I think a lot of people. I think that's another minute, but the I can talk.
Shut up, Marco.
Here's my impression of your mother.
Hope you mother have a good day.